Hi, everybody. My name is Natasha.
And my name is Rob.
In a moment, we will be acting the second part of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, adapted by Mike Betteridge of the Working Space Theatre Company. We'll pick up where we left off last time. Old Scrooge started on his lonely journey home. It was cold and dark and foggy. And as he walked, he thought about his old partner, Jacob Marley.
Poor Jacob. He died 7 years ago this very night. He was a good businessman, but the business has been much more profitable now there is only one of us.
Eventually, after stumbling through the fog and darkness, he came to his front door. And as he stood there staring at the knocker, he thought it looked like the face of...
Marley! I'm seeing things. A dreadful night. All that business with the knocker. It was nothing. Nothing at all. How could I possibly see the face of Jacob Marley? He's been gone for 7 years. Now, to get myself ready for bed and make myself some of that lovely cheap porridge. With no milk or sugar, though. None of those wasteful luxuries. Just some water and a little salt.
Ebenezer Scrooge! I am the ghost of Jacob Marley, your long-dead partner. Return to... Where is he? Oh, how can I haunt someone who isn't even here? Ah!
That's better. What's that noise? Oh, it sounds like the plumbing's going wrong. I do hope I don't have to call a plumber in again. It cost me a fortune last time. Oh, well, I'd better go and see.
Ebenezer Scrooge! I have returned! Oh, he's gone again! Ah, well, I don't deserve to sit here and wait for him.
Nothing wrong there at all. Must have been my...
I knew I shouldn't have had that pickled onion for lunch. I'm seeing things again. Who are you?
Ebenezer Scrooge. I am the ghost of Jacob Marley.
Oh, that's a relief. For a moment there, I thought you were one of those do-gooders after my money.
Silence! I have come to warn you, Ebenezer, that if you continue as you are, being mean and miserly, then you will end up as I am. You see these chains I'm wearing? They are punishment, because I was like you, money-grabbing, penny-pinching, nasty, tight-fisted, mingy, stingy.
That's enough! I think I get the message.
Well, I have had to drag these heavy chains round for the past 7 years. Oh, my back's absolutely killing me.
You should get that looked at. I know a very good doctor.
Enough! However long and heavy my chains are, Ebenezer, yours will be longer and heavier than mine.
Please, speak some words of comfort to me, Jacob. Surely those awful clanking chains and that terrible suit you're wearing can't be all I have to look forward to.
Be warned, Scrooge. You just have one chance of escaping my fate.
Don't tell me, Jacob. Please tell me.
You will be haunted by 3 spirits.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'd rather not.
Remember,
Without their visits, you cannot hope to escape my fate. Now, expect the first spirit tomorrow night at 1 o'clock. Expect the second spirit on the night after at the same time. And the third spirit on the night after that, on the stroke of midnight.
Couldn't I see them all in one go and get it over with?
Remember!
Remember what? I can't remember what I was supposed to remember. Oh, dear. Silly dreams. I'm going to get myself ready for bed. Half past. Quarter to. Oh, no. 1 o'clock. Who are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
What do you want?
To show you your past and help you remember some of the things that you have forgotten.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I think a good night's sleep would do me more good.
Follow me.
Spirit, I seem to know the way. It's all coming back to me.
You remember?
Yes, I used to live here as a boy.
Strange to have forgotten after so many years.
Look, there. The bridge over the river where I used to fish as a boy. All these people. I knew them once. Mr. Miller, the baker. Still delivering his bread to the village. And Mrs. Higgins, who owned the sweet shop. Where I used to buy my licorice sticks. Oh, I was so happy then.
Yes, your lip is trembling. And is that a tear on your cheek?
No, just got something in my eye, that's all. Wait a minute. This is where I first went to school. I remember all these people.
Yes, your old school. And see here. Sits a lonely boy, ignored by the other children.
Spirit, that boy is me, waiting.
Were you often alone at school?
Yes, I tried to make friends, but most of my real friends were characters in books. Ali Baba, Robinson Crusoe, Robin Hood.
And what of your family and your sister Fan?
That's who I was waiting for. My little Fan. She come to take me back to my family.
Can you see her now?
There she is. I can see her. She's calling me to... She's gone.
Your sister was a weak child, but she had a big heart.
She died when she was still quite young.
But she had a child.
Yes, my nephew, Fred. Wait, this is where I first started work. It's where I met my greatest friend, Richard. We both worked for Mr. Fezziwig. Dear old Fezziwig, bless his heart. Every Christmas Eve, he'd call everyone to stop working and throw a wonderful party.
Yo-ho, everybody! Yo-ho, my boys! No more work, lads! It's Christmas Eve! Time to celebrate! Right, come along, everyone. We've only got 1 minute to make this place fit for a party. Only 1 minute before the guests arrive! Ebenezer Scrooge, put up the shutters and clear away the tables. Make plenty of room for the party. Hilly-ho, everybody! Quickly, Ebenezer Scrooge, before you can say Jack Robinson.
The guests are arriving. Mrs. Fezziwig, still beaming with a large smile across her face, and the three Fezziwig daughters, Molly, Polly, and Dolly. And there's six Young men, all eager to be the first to dance with their daughters. And there's the cook, the milkman, even the girl next door. Everyone was welcome at Fezziwig's Christmas ball.
Come along, everyone. Let the dancing begin.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we travel afar. Field of fountain, moor or mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star of royal beauty bright. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Dear old Fezziwig, bless his heart. He was so kind to us and such a jolly man. Thanks to him, every day was so much fun. You used to look forward to going to work in the morning, even if it was raining. I just remember being so happy. You can't buy that sort of happiness. Not even if you are rich, you can't.
What's the matter?
I was just thinking of my first true love, Belle.
You gave her up, didn't you?
I didn't mean to.
You gave her up, the love of your life, for the other love of your life, business. And are you a good businessman, Mr. Scrooge?
I try.
Do you treat people like Fezziwig treated you?
That is different.
Different? And how is Bob Cratchit different to you?
I shall deduct the 1 shilling and 4 pence for coals and candles from your wages.
Take me away from this place, Spirit, please. Just take me home.
Then learn from what you have seen.
Where am I? I'm back in my own room. Did I really see all that? Or was I just dreaming? Oh, all I know is I'm very tired and need to go to bed.
And that was the end of the second part of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, which has been adapted by Mike Betteridge. Rob and I will be back soon to act in the next part of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. But for now, from me, Natasha, bye-bye.